The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
5 minutes after 9 o'clock, this is the Joe Piscopo Show, but we are Piscopoless this morning. He is going to be back on Monday. Frank Morano's here, W. Duhaime's here, Al Gattulo's here, and very fortunate to be joined by Marlena Shivo, who has agreed to stick around a little bit. I was a fascinating conversation you and Al were having earlier about traffic in Staten Island. You indicated that you were very concerned about the traffic when you came. Were you kind enough to come out for my wedding a month or so ago? But you survived the traffic, okay?
I did survive. There really wasn't any traffic, but you weren't. We entered Staten Island and boom, we were at your wedding. I don't know if that was strategic.
It was.
Or,
oh yes.
Oh yeah. You had a lot of Jersey people coming to your wedding.
I did. I had plenty. I had the two of you. Had Debbie.
Yeah, but
had Joe.
I live 13 minutes from the Hilton. I mean, you couldn't have made my commute any easier by having it there.
Well, you know, it's funny. So this weekend, I am in the process. My wife and I are in the process of writing out thank you cards for the very generous gifts that you guys gave us and others.
Notice how we said that. Maybe we didn't give it.
No, you did. Absolutely.
No, no, no.
Stop. No, absolutely.
I don't know.
But here's the question, right? So there are maybe three people that attended our wedding, maybe four, that didn't give a wedding gift, right?
They have a year.
What?
They have 1 year.
Okay, that's what I said. That's the etiquette. And so my wife and I are going over the list yesterday, and that's exactly what I said. I said the standard etiquette is they have a year.
Yes.
And my wife says, no, they don't have a year. If you go to a wedding, you should bring a gift or you should send a gift right away afterwards. Who's sitting around waiting a year, staring at their calendar, saying, oh, wait.
Well, clearly someone's waiting to get paid because they have to give you a generous gift, Frank.
No, stop. So, but you go with the standard etiquette is that you have a year.
You
right?
do have a year.
Right.
I don't
right.
know how many people wait the full year, although I did do that one time, but it was by accident. It wasn't on purpose. And I didn't go to the wedding, so it doesn't.
Well, so then
qualifies.
How did you know when the year was almost up? Did you have like a? Did they send out a
I
warning?
I live near this person at
right. No,
that would be Frank.
Well, why do you think I'm bringing this up?
Next August, I could see you sending three letters
right,
to
so
these people.
A reminder,
and then
a
putting
reminder.
It on blast on the radio.
No,
right.
But so here's
with
my question.
With the ending, I'll see you on
right,
the radio.
So here's my question about what to do here, right? So I'm looking at one of two options. Now, I've researched some etiquette guides, and they said if someone came to your wedding and didn't give a gift, first of all, they're going to be last to get a thank you card. Why are they getting a thank you card at all? Here's what you do. In case that was an oversight, you send them a thank you card for attending. Right. Thank you for your presence. This way, if they
your presence, not your presence.
Right. 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 Well, so should I do that
in
or,
toggles? In
no,
little
no,
quotes?
No. Or should I come next August? Send out. By the way, here, you know, you're coming up on
no,
the
I,
year deadline.
I would send August. I would wait.
Do the August. What do
First
you
of
think?
All, why send them? Why send them a thank you card at all?
Well, for attending.
One.
For attending.
No,
I had to do that with a couple people.
Yo, so you had a couple of people.
Yeah,
that
you had
didn't
to do the
any.
Dance. They came to the wedding.
Right. Mm. Right.
So, and they may have forgotten.
Right.
Or...
So let me ask you, how did it work out for you when you sent the thank you for attending thank you card? Did any of them subsequently send a gift?
No.
No, they didn't. None of them.
No. Okay. I don't think they realized it, or they probably forgot by that point, because by the time all of your thank yous go out, it's almost 2 months later.
Well, let me ask you this. Someone texted me the day after or the day of the wedding, because it was a day wedding, And this person said, hey, you know, I forgot your gift. A couple of people did this. I forgot your gift. Send me your address. I'll send you something. Now, a couple of people said that, and I gave them all my address, and all but one ended up sending the gift. One person who asked for my address didn't end up sending anything.
Put them on the island.
No.
They're
no.
done.
I don't put anybody on the island.
You
no.
should.
No.
Well, no. They specifically said,
except people
I
that put up Christmas decorations too early.
No. You specifically stated this person texted you and said, I forgot to give you a gift. Send me your address and I will send you a gift. And yet they still haven't sent it almost 2 months
what
later.
What island are we talking about? Is this the island
of
Misfit Toys?
It's a Piscopo phrase.
When you're
known as Staten Island.
Exactly. Right. That's right.
No, when you're out of his good graces, it's a phrase he got, I think, from Sonny Grasso, that they're on the island. Like, they're shunned.
They're isolated. Gotcha.
Yeah, I don't shun anybody. I embrace everybody, honestly.
This is true.
Even the dregs
in
of
a disturbing
society.
Way.
Seriously, I do.
As much as you embrace new hairdos on a weekly basis.
That's right. That's right. That's exactly right. So I am curious what the listeners think. I have this foursome who came to the wedding and didn't give a gift. So should I do as Marlena did and as the etiquette guide suggests and send them a thank you card for attending? There's one person who attended, and Al knows this one person. There's no chance this person is giving a gift. I'm not going to mention his or her
really?
Name on it. No chance. None.
Now you got to tell me off.
I'll
air.
Tell you off.
Good.
Air.
Okay.
But the other three, they're all pretty generous. Well, two.
Oh, wait. I think I know the person. Okay. I think I know.
So we'll chat off here. I don't want to embarrass this person. But or should I send them a thank you card for their presence, or once we're going up to that year has passed mark, should I send them a warning letter come next August? 877-970-2999. That's 877-970-2999. Let's check in with the master of etiquette, the one and only E. Frank. E. Frank, your thoughts?
Yes, my thoughts is that you shouldn't shun a person because they didn't give you a wedding present. I actually gave my wedding present to you indirectly by praying for you almost 9 consecutive weeks.
Thank you. Nine consecutive weeks. That's a lot. Right. Al only gave me 8 weeks.
Right. It wasn't a novena. It was something that I was doing sacrificial-wise so that things go well, very well in your life. I've seen you years back before you were on Salem Radio Network and way before you worked with Curtis Lewa as a call screener. So I felt that I had to sacrifice my life and my soul by praying for you constantly in my Catholic church so that things go well for you.
I appreciate that.
I don't know if he prayed for you enough, though, Frank. You know why? Because you could have married the woman in North Carolina who won $50,000.
Well, let's talk about that. This woman won the lottery 3 days before her wedding, and then it gets even better for her. What happened?
And then a year later on her anniversary, she wins again. A smaller amount. She won $5,000, but that's pretty good.
Wow.
$55,000 in a year.
That's pretty good.
Of just found money.
That is pretty good.
I have already won the lottery.
For 9 weeks?
By getting to marry Rachel. Yes.
See, that is as disturbing as
no,
it gets.
I want pray people's
you gotta
prayers.
Pray for yourself.
I want. Let me go on record. I will take anybody's prayers, including any prayers that Al doesn't want.
You take
I'll
gifts.
Take them.
You take gifts from listeners.
Gifts, prayers.
Prayers.
Well, but I'd really
keep
like,
all these
honestly.
People away from me.
And this is serious. I'm not joking here. Mm-hmm. What I would really like, if people, you know, you are fans of
oh,
radio,
here we go.
I'm serious. Wait, stop.
Okay.
Stop. I would really
do
like people to put me in their will. Because
so creepy.
No, I mean, I hope so you creepy. Live a long, long life, but I think it would be a nice gesture if you at least left me a little something.
A
in
little
your
something.
Will.
I hope yes. someone does, and then one day, a baby grand piano just shows up on your doorstep.
You know what? I'd be grateful for it. I'd be appreciative of that grand piano.
Did you take
that
piano
would be
lessons?
No, but you know what? It's just
and
nice.
And where would you put that, Frank?
That would be tough.
In Staten Island. There's
well,
no
in,
room.
In a two-bedroom apartment, there's not a lot of room for a grand piano. Maybe we'll move
put
one of the beds.
Put it in where the cats congregate.
Yeah, exactly. Marlena, let me ask you about this. This almost strikes me as a headline from The Onion. If people want to comment on anything we're talking about, you're welcome to. 877-970-2999. A college is accepting peanut butter and jelly in lieu of parking fines.
Not so much peanut butter and jelly, but jars of peanut butter and jars of jelly. This is the University of Alaska, Anchorage, and it's a real story.
Oh, Alaska.
Well, right. Yeah, you got to make some dispensation for that.
Yes.
But listen, what I find more odd, I don't know why peanut butter and jelly are the condiments of choice, but what I find more odd is, why would a college student run out and buy all these jars? Why wouldn't they just, if they have the money, why wouldn't they just pay the parking fines? That's number one. But my favorite part of this story is the stipulation that it has to be commercially produced peanut butter or jelly. You cannot make these items at home and donate them, as if college students are now in their dorm rooms.
Right, grinding away like George Washington Carver, trying to...
stomping on peanuts and trying to... yeah. So, I don't know. It's a weird story. But, I mean, I will say this. I don't know where college students shop, but if you're... It depends on where you buy your peanut butter. You could be paying more for the peanut butter than the actual parking fines. I mean, you could get a jar of Jif maybe for $5. Right. I mean, there are probably places you could get it for less. I'm not a bulk Costco type shopper, right. You know, so I wouldn't know. But, you know, so maybe you're saving a few bucks. So you might as well just.
Well, yeah, if you're going pay. Something to Trader Joe's or something, they charge you an arm and a leg over there.
That's no, but I'm talking like about like this... a basic, like not even like a fancier, you know, or an organic.
Yeah, like a
Jif
or Skippy like or something. Yeah, you can get a big
bucks.
Jar. Yeah, a big but, jar for $5, sure.
No, like a regular jar.
A regular
jar? Depends
on
where you shop. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I mean, you could get it for, I think, as little as three, but
yeah, I'll tell you what.
It, really
in lieu of putting me in your will, if anybody wants to send us peanut butter, you can send it to
somebody that sends
you
a case of Jif every year. Not Jif, Fluff.
Fluff,
every year.
Yes. That's a great guy, my friend James Quigley. And if anybody wants to send us peanut butter, 111 Broadway, third floor.
We don't have
New York,
any peanut allergies.
1-0006. All right. Well, you know, by the way, speaking of wedding gifts, someone who did not attend the wedding, but still sent a wedding gift, the opposite of the people that I'm
right.
debating.
Well, it's only four people. You had, hold on a second. You had over 300 people at your wedding, and only four people didn't give you a gift.
That's
yeah,
right.
That's
pretty good.
Those are
yeah.
good stats.
Yeah,
right.
and you know what? Two of them were last-minute invitations, you know, so they can't really be expected to bring a gift.
Oh, they were B-list people?
Yes.
C-list or B-list?
C-list.
C-list.
One was B, one was C.
All right.
You know, so I'm not expecting anything
right.
from them. But you,
but
know,
you
know,
are, because you brought it up.
No,
top.
I'm not.
Oh, they're
I'm
not on the list.
No.
Or an island or whatever
no.
else you want to put them on.
I understand. I don't put anyone on their island. I was at Brian Kilmeade's book party the other day. Who walked over and walked beside me? Mark Simone. I shook his hand. I said, "Hey, Mark, how are you?" You know, I don't put anybody on the on an island. Nobody. I'm very accepting.
You
I
just live
try
on
to get along
island.
With everyone.
Yeah.
Live on an island.
That's right. Exactly. We're island people. This is how we do things. So, speaking of John Gambling, who gave a wedding gift even though he was not able to attend the wedding, he will join us next because he spent every day, every Friday, for 12 years with Michael Bloomberg when they did a radio show together. So we're going to see if he has any insights into Mayor Bloomberg's thinking. Of course, John, his father, and his grandfather were on the radio here in the morning in New York for about 77 years. So it's still, New York radio is still not quite itself without a John Gambling on the air. So we will return the New York radio waves to normalcy when John Gambling returns. And those of you that have been following the Roger Stone trial, Randy Cretico is again on the stand this week. This guy is the worst comedian in the world, the worst impressionist in the world, and has zero credibility. Now, Randy is someone that's been obsessed with Roger for many, many years. You want to know how obsessed? I posted a video detailing my private communications with Randy Cretico on my Facebook page. You can watch it at facebook.com/MoranoFan. He's the least credible witness ever. Somebody that knows a lot about Roger Stone and a lot about Randy Cretico is the Manhattan Madam, Kristen Davis. She's going to join us at 9:40. Roger and I are actually the godfathers to her son, Carter. So I am very much looking forward to seeing Kristen. Marlena, you're welcome to stick around, but I see you feverishly checking your mobile phone. Does that mean you're leaving?
I'm wanted elsewhere.
You're wanted elsewhere. I don't blame you. You're very much in demand. If people want to track your appearances or know what you're up to or follow your comedic stylings, where can they do that?
Twitter, at Marlena Schiavo.
All right, at Marlena Schiavo. That's S-C-H-I-A-V-O, just like Terry Schiavo.
And Marlena is spelled with an A-I, not an E.
Oh, very nice. Good for you.
No. That was such a lame thing
so
to say.
So snarky. It was the
good
snarkiest
for you.
Thing you could say. Yeah, good. Yeah, great. Okay.
Get out of here.
We're having a lot of fun. It's Friday. All right. Marlena's leaving. I'm sure that comes as no relief to Debbie Duhame. Debbie.
Oh, Marlena, nice having you with us today.
Thank you, Debbie.
Yay.
All right. Debbie, what about that? In terms of etiquette, the people that attended the wedding but didn't get a gift, do I send them a thank you for attending or what?
Yeah, that would really rub it in.
Yeah, okay. That's what we're doing.
Say, thanks for coming. You were on the C list and you made it.
Well, I don't want to specify the list people were on.
Thank you for your generous gift of nothing.
No. Thank you for your presence.
You know what? I have a feeling maybe they're leaving you in their will and they're going to send you a note
about
that.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Now, that's probably what's happening,
That would
Frank.
Be nice.
And you'll get a nice letter about that eventually.
Yeah. All right, Debbie. How are the roads looking this morning?
Good morning. Let's see what's happening right now as you head out to the PATH trains. We're seeing delays, Journal Square to 33rd and Hoboken to 33rd. It's all due to some ongoing mechanical issues. We're also seeing some delays over on the R train, so watch out for some slowdowns. It looks like a person was struck by a train out by 28th Street, unfortunately. And we're going to head over to the A train. Some delays as well because of some door problems over by Penn Station. Inbound GWB, that's 10, Lincoln 15, Holland 15. Over on 24 eastbound, tough ride by exit 7 getting into Short Hills. Overturn vehicle and a fuel spill there as well. And we're still seeing delays on the FDR Drive south by 14th Street with an accident 20 minutes in at the Queens Midtown Tunnel. And it's busy on the southbound Van Wyck getting down toward Hillside Avenue. That's an accident involving a tractor trailer, Southern State West at 106. Accident just cleared. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show. AM 970, The Answer.
Kevin McCullough points out how New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy lied to AM 970, The Answer.
Our president has given a permission slip through his words.
No, he hasn't.
And to some extent his actions.
No, he hasn't.
To folks who are at the fringes.
President Trump has never said to anyone that you can be an extremist and act in a bad way. All three of those statements by Phil Murphy were a lie.
Kevin McCullough Radio, obliterating confusion. Weeknights at 5 on AM 970, The Answer. With special airings, Wednesdays at 4.
Joe Piscopo with a special MyPillow alert for radio listeners. Go to MyPillow.com. Radio listener specials. Mike Lindell's newest book, MyPillow Towels, at 30% off at MyPillow.com or call 800-651-0798. Order now. Use the promo code AM970.
Small business finally has a voice in New York City. Get the real deal on transportation, logistics, and more. It's New York Truck Stop Radio with Arthur and Zach Miller this Saturday and Sunday at 1 p.m. right here on AM 970, The Answer.
This level of excellence doesn't just wake up in the morning. It takes hard work, determined perseverance, and countless hours of practice. It took them years to get to the next game, and you can hear it all right here.
This is Rich DeMarco. Tune in this Saturday at 11:30 as the Black Knights host the Massachusetts Minutemen at Mikey Stadium on our sister station, AM 570, 102.3 FM, The Mission.
Award-winning Christian country singer Lisa Daggs has written her incredible story of unshakable faith in her new book.
Hey, this is Lisa Daggs. 30 years ago, I was sitting in a prison cell facing 3 to 5 years behind bars on drug charges. I had just one thing to hold on to, my faith in God. And my trust in God's love was rewarded in ways that were impossible to imagine. But when life is at its worst, God is at his best. My new book is called No Turning Back Regardless, How God Rescued Me, Redeemed Me, and Restored My Heart with a Song. It's about the freedom God gives us when we put our trust in him, regardless of our circumstances. Whether you're facing divorce, addiction, or family tragedies, redemption and victory is in your reach. No Turning Back Regardless is the story of what happens when you proclaim that you're going to follow and serve the Lord. Regardless.
No Turning Back Regardless, the inspiring new book by Lisa Daggs, now available wherever books are sold.
Hey, Joe on the radio. If you're tired of dealing with dummies, experience, please, the smart way to buy a car at Route 22 Toyota. No hidden fees, no back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time. Dealing with dummies, my friend. Thank you, Mr. Acavano. Alex Kinsella, thank you, Mr. Kinsella. The general manager prides himself on his low lease. offers. 0% APR financing up to 72 months for qualified buyers. So if you're one of the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, free oil change and a free filter if you call 855-621-9949. 855-621-9949. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter from Route 22 Toyota, please. All European models are excluded. You love the state-of-the-art service center that Iggy always tells me about. You'll be at dinner with Iggy Giuffre. Great guy. I don't know. You know, I love that service center. They're so committed at Route 22 Toyota to helping you. And Iggy's a great. Carmelo and Chester, this great family that is at the largest indoor automobile showroom, brand spanking new, with a brand new customer lounge right there, Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. You got to check it out. You got to check it out. But you can start here. This is the easy part. Start here. 855-621-9949. You jump on the phone real quick. You get a free multi-point inspection, oil change and filter. I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? You're going to love Route 22 Toyota. They're the family over there at Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey. Or again, check this out, please. Route22Toyota.com.
Watch the Joe Piscopo live stream Tuesday mornings 6 to 10. Available on Facebook, YouTube, and AM970TheAnswer.com.
Portions of this show sponsored by Hudson Honda.
This is the Joe Piscopo Show as we walk along the path to sweet freedom. New York area radio listeners may remember that because that was for several years the theme song to the John Gambling Show, which was a terrific radio show, not only on this station, not only on WABC, but on WOR as well. And for 12 years, the John Gambling Show played host each and every Friday morning to Michael Bloomberg. Now that Michael Bloomberg appears poised, finally, to jump into this presidential race, who better to get some insight and analysis from than the man for whom the John Gambling Show was named, the one and only John Gambling. John, after seeing so many Bloomberg flirtations, were you surprised that he finally seems to be jumping in?
No, I'm never surprised about what Michael Bloomberg does. First of all, Frank, that was nice to hear that theme song again. I haven't heard it in a long time. And I hope that you are well and married life is treating you well.
So far, so good. And trust, as I mentioned last segment, we are in the process of compiling thank you cards right now. Your very generous gift will be reciprocated with some cheap postage.
Okay, very good. Frank, ironically, I'm sitting here in Florida, which is now our permanent home. We sold our real estate up on Long Island and have moved down here. I'm sitting where I used to broadcast from here during the winter times, and in front of me is a crystal Big Apple that was presented to me. It's got the seal of New York on it, and it was presented to me and is signed by Michael Bloomberg himself. It's a memento that I cherish. Anyway, back to Mikey running for president. He has always wanted to do this. It is the one thing that I think has eluded him in his own mind, and he will, if indeed he gets in, and I think he probably will, because the political landscape has certainly changed since he said that he wasn't going to run. He sees an opening. He sees a possibility. He's no youngster anymore. This would be the excuse me, the last time that he would be able to run just physically and from an age standpoint. So I think that he is poised with his bundles of money. What's the last number I heard? I heard 52 billion.
I can't count that high, but yeah, that's the last one I heard, 52 billion.
So, I mean, that is an unlimited amount of money. And as you know, Frank, because you hung around with him as much as I did during those years on the show, he has a staff, a group of people that have been waiting in the wings, so to speak, ever since 16.
Yeah. Before that, even 2008, they were.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And he has spent hundreds of millions of dollars already over the course of those years doing the polling to see whether or not he could possibly win. One thing Michael Bloomberg doesn't do, and he and I talked about this specifically, is that if he can't win, if his polling says he can't win for whatever reason, he's not going in the game. So I think that if Wolfson, who's his head political guy, has said this week, yesterday, and the day before, this week, that he's thinking about it, I can tell you that he has already spent oodles of money and gone out and done polling in, you know, whatever the operative states are that are important at this point in a run. And he has found that there is an opening, I'm sure, and that he's going to attempt to jump in it. I mean, it'll scare every other candidate to death, I guarantee it.
Well, John, if people just tune in, we're talking with legendary New York radio personality John Gambling, who, in addition to being the co-host of the Mayor's radio show for the 12 years Mike Bloomberg was mayor, it seemed to have a pretty good relationship with Mike Bloomberg. Most people know Mike Bloomberg as a personality, John, but you got to know him a little bit on a personal level. You played golf with him. You've shared a lot of conversations between commercials. Fill folks in on what he's like as a person, not necessarily as a business guy or a politician.
Well, he's a much nicer guy than his image and what people's first impression is. A lot of people think him to be cold, think him to be standoffish, maybe even sometimes snobbish. You know, he lives in the billionaire world with the multiple jets and helicopters and the rest of it, and the gigantic houses and townhomes around the world. Anyway, that's the vision most people have of him. And I have to tell you, Frank, that I found out that Michael Bloomberg is, well, maybe not the opposite of that, but he's certainly not as knee-deep in that image as you would think. He can be a very nice man, and he is generous to a fault, and that he's fun to be with. And now, having said that, Michael always likes to talk about Michael. I mean, you're going to get a much better conversation if it has something to do with him or his business or his opinion or whatever it might be. But I think most of us are like that, at least to a certain degree.
No, I don't know. I mean, I don't know if that's true of somebody like you, for instance. You actually seem much more interested when you meet someone, and I've been with you when you've met new people, whether they be famous or not so famous, and you actually seem much more interested in their lives. But I guess you don't become a billionaire and think you're the best person to run New York City and maybe the country unless you have something of an ego.
And wow, speaking of New York City under the tutelage of Michael Bloomberg for 12 years, what a contrast to that and today.
Yeah.
I mean, New York is a horror show, a horror show.
Yeah, I mean, homeless people that we trip on the way to walk into our building speaks volumes about kind of the quality of life. The fact that the current mayor, is now offering not just Met tickets, but cell phones for criminals if they agree to return to court, which they're required to do by law, tells you a lot about where this mayor views public safety and criminal justice in this city. But let me ask you, just to put on your political analyst cap for a moment, John. I used to love to listen to the debates off mic as well between you and Mike Bloomberg on issues like climate change. And when it comes to climate change, when it comes to abortion, when it comes to guns, there's no question Mike Bloomberg is right where most of the Democratic primary voters are. But once you talk about issues like education and charter schools, you talk about policing and public safety, you talk about kind of standing up to organized labor. You talk about a number of issues, a number of fiscal issues, just his term and personality, not being politically correct, and not really being the candidate of the Me Too era. In many respects, he's not necessarily what you'd think most Democratic primary voters are looking for. How would you handicap his chances, given where his politics are and where most Democrats are these days, in terms of actually winning a Democratic primary?
Well, that certainly is a difficult position for him, but I think that he is so adamant about those things that you ticked off that you might want to put in a conservative column rather than a liberal or progressive column. But he speaks the right way, the American way, the way that we, most of us, or at least a lot of us, believe education should be. Education in America is, in many instances, non-existent. I mean, kids go to school, but that's about all they do. They don't learn much. They certainly don't learn the things about, like, the history of America and politics and how it works. All they do is, you know, play with their telephones and, you know, get stream video and that nonsense. And I think that in the long run, this is going to diminish American society to a place that we really don't want to go. I think the internet, you remember, Frank, at least 10 years ago, I was talking about the internet, and I predicted that at some point in time that governments would have to step in some way edit the internet. China already does it. North Korea, Russia, oh, they already do it. And I think that even democracies or a more free people are going to have put some parameters and parentheses around what goes on here, because the what is now truth is nothing more than 20 million people tweeting about nothing from the basement. You know, I mean, it's just, and it's become fact. It's become news. When I watch television and listen to the radio, I hear these folks going, "Well, we're going to talk about what's trending today," as if it's fact.
Right. So it's create a news story by just getting enough people to tweet about it.
Yes, and to that point, I think that the media has continued to get lazier and lazier. And that this makes it very easy. Let's go see what's trending, rather than going to talk to the people that are actually making news and have a potential effect on us all. It's a sorry state. Now, back to your question about Mike and his politics. I think the contradictions that you pointed out actually appeal to me. I mean, I'm as conservative as anybody is, but I can actually see, or I am willing to make exception for some of the things that I don't think are such a good idea, because I think the things I do think are worthwhile are so important, and I think America would have a hard time with that, because listening today and listening to various ideas, that's not high on our agenda anymore.
Well, so let me ask you, as sort of an independent-minded person that knows Mike Bloomberg very well and knows Donald Trump a little bit as well, and whenever you've been on the radio over the course of the last 2 years, you've been pretty supportive of the things that the president's doing. But when he was running, you know, you raised some questions about his temperament and his tone and some of his antics during the campaign. Do you think Mike Bloomberg might appeal to independent voters and maybe even some Republicans in states like Florida and in other states that Obama won and then Trump went on to win, states like Michigan, states like Pennsylvania, states like Ohio? Could Mike Bloomberg, if he actually were to be the Democratic nominee, peel off enough independent voters to turn some of those Trump states blue?
I think that's a very good possibility for exactly the reason that I just described about myself, that there are more on the scale of the politics. There are more on the conservative side than on the liberal side. Yet, you know, you can go left and right. You know, nobody gets everything. Nobody gets 100%, except people like Elizabeth Warren, who, you know.
They get 100% of your income at the rate you and Mike Bloomberg are earning money.
Anyway, I think he could steal a bunch of independents, and I think too that I'm going to speak personally and for I think a lot of people. We're tired of the Donald Trump antics, the television show. It's boring. It's old. It's upsetting, and I still support him on much of what he has been doing, but I got to tell you the Trump antics have just turned me completely off, and I think other people as well. Does that mean I wouldn't vote for him if there was an Elizabeth Warren up against Donald Trump? Man, I'm pulling the lever for Donald Trump every single time.
So it sounds like you're pretty much decided that in a Trump-Bloomberg matchup, you're leaning towards Bloomberg.
I could very easily do that. And wow. People will argue that, you know, he's against your guns and the climate stuff. He's going to spend a bundle of money on that. Well, you know what? If he or anyone else wanted to spend a lot of money on climate change and doing whatever they think is a good idea, you know me, I don't buy into the man-made climate change stuff. Fine. I mean, that's not going to hurt anybody. That's going to it's going to make the world potentially better. The gun issue, is a huge one, and we've watched too many incidents where hundreds get killed. I mean, it's just something's going to have to get done there. Do I have the answer to that? I'm not that smart.
Well, John, you're a lot smarter than the rest of the people that are on the radio these days. It's always a pleasure to talk with you. And next time you're up this way, hopefully we can get together for lunch or something again.
All right, Frank, I would love it. Great to hear from you. It's great to talk with you and give my best to everybody.
I definitely will. The great John Gambling. You want to comment on any portion of our conversation? You're welcome to do so at 877-970-2999. But coming up next, look out. My favorite madam is here. The one and only Kristen Davis will give us her analysis of the Roger Stone trial and the witness that's testifying right now. You're listening to the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 9:40. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. The National Toy Hall of Fame is announcing this year's inductees. In order to be included, a toy must be widely recognized, maintain longevity, and be seen as a catalyst for discovery and innovation. Magic the Gathering, a collectible and digital card game, Matchbox miniature toy cars, and the coloring book were the three inductees for 2019. Head of Tabletop Gaming Bill Rose said Magic the Gathering is the first game of its kind, will continue to bring joy for many years to come. Mattel Senior Vice President Jason Horowitz says Matchbox is a rare brand that provides a key to discovery and provides children with the freedom to explore the world. Museum curators introduced a coloring book, which dates back to the late 19th century. As the third inductee, the three inductees were selected from 12 finalists that met the basic criteria. To date, 68 toys have been inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. Insomniacs may be more likely to suffer a stroke or a heart attack. A new study published Wednesday analyzed sleep habits of 500,000 people in China over a 10-year period and found those with symptoms of insomnia were 22% more likely to have heart disease and 10% more likely to have a stroke than those who slept well. The findings held true even after researchers adjusted for other factors like smoking, alcohol use, and physical activity level. The scientists are unclear about the connection between insomnia and heart disease. In sports, Rangers doubled up the Hurricanes 4-2. The Blue Shirts have won four of their last five. Islanders' 10-game winning streak over. They blew a 3-0 lead, lost 4-3 to the Penguins in overtime. Devils led 2-1 in the second period, gave up four unanswered goals in a 5-2 loss at Calgary. And in Thursday Night Football, it was the Raiders over the Chargers, 26-24. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
And good morning, Al. Over on 24 eastbound, exit 7 down through Short Hills. Accident now on the shoulder building on 24, getting down towards 78. Inbound GWB 10. Lincoln's okay. Holland down to a 5-minute delay, believe it or not. The FDR Drive south, slowing down through the 70s with a crash. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes getting into town. Southbound Van Wyck moving slowly at Hillside Ave with an accident cleared. Sponsored by Staples. Staples gives your business more for less. It's where you find the best printers at great prices. Right now, get up to $200 off the HP LaserJet Pro 400 Series Staples for your business tech and beyond in store. Ends 11/16/19. See store or staples.com/HP400Series for details. Partly cloudy today, high of 40. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to save 5% every day by shopping at Lowe's. In-store or online, save 5% on eligible purchases just by using your Lowe's Advantage card. Do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Subject to credit approval, cannot be combined with other credit offers. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Single? Struggling with your relationship? Facing divorce? Not sure about yourself anymore? You're not alone. Tune in to Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher from Elite Connections International for honest and frank talk about what's really going on. Learn the do's and don'ts of dating, relationships, and life. It's Heart Match Me with Eileen Fisher. Sunday evenings starting at 5 on AM 970, The Answer.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Buying a home requires a lending partner who can help you navigate through the mortgage process. A Citizens Bank loan officer can help answer all your questions and help you select the products you need in a clear and personal way. So the next time you have a question about home financing, call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo, Tuesday, 8:05 on AM 970, The Answer. On Piscopo in the Morning with Frank and Al and Debbie, we have a very, very special announcement. You don't want to miss it. 8:05, Tuesday, Piscopo in the Morning.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe, on the radio, you know, you have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company. You have done it. Mike Lindell knows that. He is the inventor and CEO, and he wants to give you back something for showing your support to MyPillow. You can get great discounts on all MyPillow products. You can go to MyPillow.com right now. Click on the Radio Listeners Specials, please. You get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattress toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. Now, you ready for this? You ready for this? Mike's newest product, MyPillow Towels. They're sensational. You have to try the pillow towels, the MyPillow towels from Mike Lindell. They're made in the USA with 100% USA cotton. They're offering a six-piece set of bath, hand, and washcloths in a variety of colors. Now at, you ready? Get ready. 30% off with the promo code AM970. I have the towels. They're spectacular. You've got to check out the MyPillow towels, please. Pre-order Mike's book, too. What are the odds from crack addict to CEO? Oh, yeah. You get $10 off there with promo code AM970. Plus, free shipping on your what? Your entire order. This is a great deal. Plus, remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials. You're going to love it. For the new MyPillow towels, oh, you're going to love them. 800-651-0798. Great specials. 800-651-0798 or MyPillow.com. Promo code AM970.
Live from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios.
9:47. Well, the most talked about trial in the country right now is the trial of Roger Stone, who is charged with obstruction of proceeding. He is charged with lying to Congress, and he is charged with witness tampering. The witness that he is alleged to have tampered with is testifying today, probably right about now. His name is Randy Credico. He is a comedian, and I put that in quotes because he's not funny, and he's the worst impressionist I've ever seen. But someone that knows him quite well, as do I, is the person that was his running mate in the 2010 gubernatorial election when Roger and I worked on her campaign, the anti-prohibition party candidate that year, my friend, the former Manhattan madam, Kristen Davis. Kristen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thanks for having me on, Frank.
So much like Donald Trump and John Gambling, you are a New Yorker who's now moved to Florida. You've gotten to witness firsthand a lot of what Roger's been up to. Nobody's closer to Roger than you. Tell us your overview on the trial in general. What do you think of this whole process? How do you think it's going?
I think that this trial is a politically motivated hit. It started with the investigation that was partially led by Jeannie Rhee, who is Hillary Clinton's former or personal attorney. Roger wrote a book, The Clinton's War on Women. It's well known that he's been at war with them for over a decade. I think she was incapable. She should have been removed from the investigation. She's incapable of going into that without, obviously, a preconceived notion of Roger. I think that's where it started, and then it just has gone badly every step of the way. He's not permitted to give his line of defense. The jury pool is stacked against him. I mean, two Republicans out of 120 at the beginning of what they're choosing, that's 2%? And D.C. is 6% Republican. So where's our other 5%?
Yeah, well, I think
jurors.
That's a great question. It certainly looks like a kangaroo court where the outcome is already predetermined in the judge's mind and certainly in the minds of a lot of the people that are in the jury pool. So what's interesting to me is, you know, you were not on the Donald Trump campaign. You're friendly with Roger, but you were very open about supporting Gary Johnson. And yet the Mueller investigators actually questioned you as part of this whole probe. Does that suggest to you that this Mueller investigation, and these are the folks that are now prosecuting Roger, does that suggest to you that this was more about getting Roger Stone as opposed to actually getting to the facts about what happened with Russian collusion?
I do think this is about getting Roger Stone. And I think I had this epiphany yesterday after reading about some of the things that happened with Randy Credico's testimony. He specifically said, so I went in front of the Mueller team and the grand jury, and I testified that Credico said at my apartment that he was the intermediary. He was the back channel. He did that when David Lugo was there. I was home. I overheard it. And Roger had also been telling me since 2016 that Randy Credico was his source. Okay, so I testified that early August of 2018. Credico was subpoenaed a few weeks later. I'd like to think that happened from my testimony. And I thought for sure at that time Roger would be vindicated.
Right.
Right? Nothing.
Because that's what he told Congress.
Right. I said for sure.
Voluntarily, by the way, right. Not under subpoena.
Not under subpoena. So I thought, okay, this is finally going to go away. And then I hear Credico has said he's not the source, and this whole time I'm infuriated at him for potentially lying. And then yesterday he says
Randy said
on the stand that I accepted messages from Roger to pass them on to Assange, but I never did anything about it. So technically he was a fake back channel. He just pulled the biggest dirty trick on Roger Stone by spending 2 years of time telling Roger Stone he would pass along messages and then didn't. And now Roger Stone is tampering with a witness who actually did nothing.
So this is fascinating because, I wish we could have cameras in the courtroom and see what's going on. But so Randy Credico said on the stand yesterday under oath, and again, this is the person that Roger's accused of witness tampering, and this is the aspect of these charges that will bring the most prison time. Randy said under oath that he accepted messages from Roger to Assange and essentially led Roger to believe that he was the back channel and then just didn't pass them on. And we're supposed to buy that Roger is lying?
Right. And to make it worse, so Randy Credico goes to the Ecuadorian embassy in London, takes pictures from outside, sends them to Stone, continuing to embellish his relationship with Assange and his story. And guess what? He was not doing anything. He was pranking Roger Stone.
In 30 seconds, based on what you know of Randy Credico, how would you assess his credibility?
He's a scumbag, drug addict, liar, manipulator, and he wants desperately to be Roger Stone and hates him.
Wow. Debbie Duhaime, some harsh words from the Manhattan Madam for Randy Credico. How's the traffic looking this morning, Deb?
So interesting. Let's see what's happening. Good morning, Frank. Good morning, everybody. We're going to take a ride here to the Northern State Parkway. You're moving slowly westbound, getting right out toward the Grand Central Parkway. Stop and go traffic on the FDR Drive south through the 70s with a collision. Queens Midtown Tunnel, 20 to 25 minutes getting into town. We're still seeing delays as you head to the Cross Bronx West, getting out for the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. Outbound GWV upper level, it's construction. Inbound, about 10 minutes. Lincoln looks okay. Holland, not too bad at all this morning. 24 East, down by exit 7, accident on the shoulder. Garden State Parkway North at 137. Accident getting up through Cranford. 18 is moving a little bit slowly as well, heading southbound, heading down into East Brunswick because of a down pole and wires from an earlier problem. We're still seeing this problem as you head to the Cross County westbound, moving slowly right into the Sawmill. 82 into Hopewell Junction, a down pole and wires there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Dippy Duhaime on the Joe Piscopo Show, AM 970, The Answer.
Save big every week at Modell's. Visit your local store for special unadvertised deals. Shop all kinds of styles from brands you love like Nike, Adidas, Under Armour, Champion, Unipro, and much more. Are you an athlete and gearing up for the season? We've got you covered for every sport. Whether it's your first time playing or you're a seasoned veteran, Modell's is the place to go. But wait, what about professional sports? Don't worry, we've got that too. Whether you're the casual or diehard sports fan, we've got jerseys, tees, hats, and much more. You gotta go to Mo's.
Mattress Firm's Black Friday sale starts now, and it's the best time to save on mattresses. Right now, get a king bed for the price of a queen and a queen for the price of a twin for savings of up to $600. Plus, get a free adjustable base when you spend just $499. Hurry in and beat the crowds to find the bed of your dreams. Visit MattressFirm.com or a store near you to shop the best deal of the season. Your budget stretches further at Mattress Firm.
Offer valid with qualifying purchase. Restrictions apply. Valid at participating locations only. For offer details, visit MattressFirm.com/sale.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Oh, yeah, I got to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. I love telling you about Mike Connors. He's a buddy. And by the way, I don't know how else to tell you about Connors and Sullivan. And you get your first initial consultation free, by the way, over at Connors and Sullivan. What I love about Mike Connors, what I love about his beautiful wife, Beth, what I love about Bridget over there, Lisa answering the phone, Kelly and Rose and Justin, the great team at Connors and Sullivan, they will understand exactly your needs for estate planning. If you have someone, if you're not eligible for Medicaid, if you have a husband or a wife in the hospital or rehab center, if you are worried in any regard about that, please visit Connors and Sullivan. They have all the answers. And I know that I talk to people. They always say, people will hear me talk to you about Connors and Sullivan, and they'll go, Joe, I'm with Mike Connors. Hey, isn't Mike great? They'll say that to me all the time. And then when Mike goes to his office and he sees you for or one of the lawyers over there at Connors and Sullivan, we'll see you. They'll say, I heard you on the Joe Show. Just tell them, look, I heard you on Piscopo. What can you do for me? They will help you like they helped me. And I'm telling you, they perform in my mind miracles for me. My life is so confusing. Mike, boom, 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 strategically broke down everything to protect the financial legacy that I've worked so hard for. Here's the number for Connors and Sullivan. Time to give them a call, 718-238-6500, just like that. They're in Manhattan, Brooklyn, Queens. They're on Staten Island, 718-238-6500, 718-238-6500, Connors and Sullivan. And don't forget, please, to listen to Ask the Lawyer with Mike himself Sunday mornings right here on AM 970 The Answer at 11 a.m. and Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on our sister station, AM 570 The Mission.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970 The Answer.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, a couple of minutes before 10 o'clock, before you kickstart your weekend, we're finishing the hour with Kristen Davis, the former Manhattan madam, former New York gubernatorial candidate, a very close friend, sort of an unofficial spokesperson for Roger Stone. Kristen, I know you've been actively very supportive of Roger and his defense. If people listening to us right now think that Roger's getting a raw deal and they want to help, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can go to stonedefensefund.com and make a contribution. We're still a couple hundred thousand shy on what we need for his defense. And maybe you can go on Twitter and hashtag Roger Stone did nothing wrong and tag President Trump and implore him to look into the case and pardon Roger Stone.
Well, it certainly strikes me as a good way to start. Kristen, you are going to rejoin me on Newsmax at around noon, right? You're sticking around?
I am.
And you will not only see a lovely Kristen Davis looking as lovely as ever, but you will see her black and white Roger Stone did nothing wrong T-shirt. That's right. I will be joined on Newsmax today, from noon to two, Kristen Davis, Dominic Carter, Mark Green, who ran against Mike Bloomberg back in 2001. They're all going to join me on Newsmax TV. If you don't get Newsmax, you can watch at newsmaxtv.com. And I'll be back on Sunday with professional wrestler Ken Shamrock and Chip Conley from Airbnb. This has been a lot of fun, folks. Have a great weekend. You deserve it. Here's Al Gattulo.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
37 degrees at 9:59. I'm Al Gattulo with Local News First. Here's what's going on. A delivery man now being charged with reckless endangerment for allegedly plowing over a woman, killing her while riding his bike in Midtown. Police say Donna Sturm, killed while crossing West 57th Street in the crosswalk back in April. Demon Doward was charged yesterday. Police allege he ran a red light before hitting Sturm with his bike. Detectives unable to track the homeless man down until just this week when he allegedly hopped a subway turnstile. This Saturday will make it 3 decades since the fall of the Berlin Wall. The Cold War's physical embodiment of the Iron Curtain divided East and West Berlin up until the communist East German government lifted travel restrictions for its citizens. Less than a year later, the nation that had been divided in the aftermath of World War II was once again a united Germany. You now know what's going on. Have a great weekend, everyone. I'm Al Gattulo, AM 970, The Answer.